Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. I got you looking. On me like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole fence flip. Acting like you on my team when you's a lying shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag ballin', rhyme swishing like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault,
it's my fault.
Now she hookin', her snatch is wet. While she tookin', stuck on stoop, like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'.
Yeah, Matt Franco, aka Big Stack. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP does that pussy right. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Bar Part 2 with Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks they want it true. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do.
I'm Matt Big Studs Frankel, and that was Got Him Looking by my group, the MSFP crew. We got a great show for you. We're going to be talking with Miss Cherie later, and we got a little surprise for her. We're actually inviting her to do a two-day interview. That's right. I'm going to have her back here tomorrow. She doesn't even know that I'm going to ask her to come back, so I'm going to surprise her with this, and we're going to have her on the line with us momentarily. But first, from the Astronomical Kid, performed on X Factor, this is the Jump Rump Shaker Medley.
Check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3. Check, baby, 1, 2. Check, baby, check, baby, 1. Don't try to compare me to a modern day MC. I'm the kid proofing that Brian Pays. I'm like iced tea. I make a pop pants every time I kick the flow. All you gotta do is give me the mic and I'm ready to go. They call me Stro if you didn't know. They told me that I should have been a piece of me because I'm about my dough. The new generation of rap is kinda whack. So right about now, I'm taking it, taking it, taking it back. I switch clothes up 24/7, won't stop. Me a legend, and no matter how much they hate, they can't touch this. I always keep the crowd jumping. Jump, jump, Astro will make you jump, jump. The X Factor makes you
that ain't in my future plans. And I be hitting them so hard with the flow, I'ma leave alone. If I don't do nothing else in my show, I definitely make you wanna jump, jump.
Jump Rump Shaker Medley from Astro. Now we're calling Mystery. Hello?
Hello?
Mystery, it's Big Stats here. You're live on the air at Big Stats Side of the Lower. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. You?
We're doing good. Now, before we called, we were saying that we've selected you for a special two-day interview. We're going to talk and really get to know you really well, and then tomorrow we're going to play your songs and really go in-depth in talking about these songs.
Okay.
We'll talk to you, and then we'll do this again tomorrow around the same time.
Okay.
So, what got you into music?
Okay. What got me into music was I was inspired by people like Toni Braxton, Mary J. Blige, Sierra, Jill Scott. And I was, you know, very into it. And then also, I also had a grandfather that, he did a song with B.B. King. And so basically pretty much ran in the family out. So.
Now tell us about this group that you were in when you were 21.
Okay, the group that I was in, you know, I started off as a promoter. I was just promoting a lot. But I wrote songs also. But I just, back then, I just never just really wanted to just show my talent like that. And they just didn't know it. But I was just really promoting. You know, they also inspired me, too, because they did with a lot of hip-hop music and R&B and I just liked it. It really got me into it.
All right. And speaking of inspirations, what artists inspire you?
What artists inspire me?
Yeah. What artists in the game inspire you?
Okay. I would say Whitney Houston, Jennifer Hudson pretty much inspire me. And right now, it's like K. Michelle and Kelly Rowland. They pretty much inspire me.
All right. We're going to talk to you some more in a few seconds. We're playing a song called, we're about to play a song called Almost There. It's by Tierra Mora featuring Crown and those who go to our parent website might recognize this song as one of those songs that I produce. So this is Almost by Tierra Mora featuring Crown.
Okay.
yes. Me and you together, we gon' live it all right. Yes, you bless me, girl. I'm about to take you around the world. Yeah, keep smiling. I'll be poppy. Love when you call me poppy. You money. I play my cards right and I can have you. That's how it is. This is what this cash do. This is how I last through. I will never pass you. I get close and look in your eyes. What a surprise. I'm glad you let us die right here. Yeah, it's a brand new year. And I must be in the clear. My karma's gone. You got me so strong. And I'm rolling on. And you heard it from the crown of the only. And I'm no longer lonely.
Was Almost There by Tierra Mora featuring Crown. And if you're just joining us, we're talking a mystery. Tell us, where can your fans find you if they're looking to connect with you?
Hit me up at Facebook at Mystery601, Twitter Mystery601 as well. There's also a little key information that I had left out. I had, like, a period of time when I was writing before I just really just started to get back to it. I actually picked up in last year because I got a my fiancé, he deals with music, and he got me back into it, you know. And so basically I just started recording last year.
That's great. And have you done any shows with this new music?
Not yet. Not yet. I'm looking forward to that.
Alright. And I know that you have a YouTube page. Or do you have any music videos or anything that could be interesting for your fans that are on your YouTube page?
Yes, there's one called My King. It's like a remix, Future Miss K. Then there's one that's called Down For You featuring WP. Then there's one called I Miss You. And I think there's another one, Nobody But You. That's my name of it.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Who would your fans be surprised to know that you listened to?
Who would they be surprised to know about who I listened to?
Yeah.
I would say, who would they be surprised I listened to? I like to listen to Mariah Carey songs, Celine Dion, Jill Scott, pretty much.
Okay.
Mikhail Knight, also from Tennessee.
All right. We're going to talk to you a bit more in a second. This next song comes to us from Asia. She's going to be on the featured on the our next compilation album, station compilation album, which I'll actually talk to you about later one-on-one.
Okay.
But Asia with Ooh La La.
Oh, okay.
And if you're just joining us right now, we're speaking with Mystery. Tell me, how has your surroundings influenced the music that you write?
It's pretty much, I mean, people, you know, they give me compliments on how it's experienced them, how they related to it, and it tells a story. And that's pretty much, you know, the music I like to write. Something you can paint a picture.
All right, and You started writing at 15. Do you remember what was it that first inspired you to write?
What first inspired me to write? Pretty much after listening to somebody like Whitney Houston. And the song she just made just was very, very inspiring to me. And I would just take a beat and just listen to it and just feeling.
All right. And tell us about this turning point when you met your producer, William Page.
Okay. When I met him, it's like, to be honest, everything just really changed, like, for the better. I didn't know I can write, you know, write music as good as I did. Like, he's another person also inspired me. Because without him, I don't even think I'd be doing music again. Because, like I said, once I had stopped, like, 5 years before that. And I just got back at it last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just been better than ever, to be honest.
All right. We got, we're going to talk to you a little bit more in a second. We're going to toss to another song. This is Joe B. with Wanna See.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that was Joe B. with Wanna See, and we're on the line with Miss Cherie. Tell us about this, about your involvement with Derelist Entertainment.
Derelist Entertainment, okay. Derelist Entertainment came about, it had to have been the year, I want to say the beginning of last year. William Page, we had teamed up with some artists from Meridian and some from Florida, Mississippi also, and we just all kind of came together. And it didn't work out so well, so basically we're solo right now. But that's how they even. There's a lot of disagreement.
All right. And you guys joined with Mirror Image. Tell us about how that came about.
Okay, we joined up with Mirror Image. We still have futures with them here and there. And as I say, they're from the Forest, Mississippi area. And so, I mean, we just decided to go solo once again and just leave the group things alone and just go solo, but we still future with them.
All right. We're going to talk to you a little bit more in a second. We're going to speed it up with the music a little bit. This is tearing up the radios right now and is on and is doing well on all the video countdowns. This is The Monster by Eminem featuring Rihanna.
Oh, okay.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy, crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh, well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing. Cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of Bruce Lee Abuse Inc. Use it as a tune when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh-wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep. Going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair. Well, that's not fair.
No, I ain't much of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No one did you lose in your mind or really wander?
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan Bondrin. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleep talking. I'm just relaying what the voice of my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the me crazy, but I have this vision. One day that I'll walk amongst you, a regular civilian. But until then, Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with the
monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
the voices.
And that was Eminem and Rihanna with The Monster. And we're talking with Miss Cherie. We're about to wrap things up in a few. If you could say one thing that really defines what you want to accomplish with your music to your fans right now, what would it be?
What I want to find, I want to keep doing good music, and I want them to keep supporting me, and I promise to never let them down, and just hope they enjoy it, you know, and I want to continue to make something they can relate to, like every person that can paint a picture, to, you know, every person can paint a picture to as well.
All right. Well, we're going to talk to you more tomorrow and hear your music and hear you tell the stories that go behind your music as well.
Okay.
All right. As always, you guys can go check out our parent website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com, where you can check out past and present episodes of Big Sad Idle Hour, as well as listen to music by my group, the MSFP crew, as well as music that I produce, see all the projects I'm involved in, learn about the MSFP studios and the MSFP label, as well as one project that is really important to me, if you go to that page, msfpinc.com, msfpinc.com, we're starting our own foundation that benefits special needs children through music education. So go to the bottom, press the donate button, and donate. Open your hearts and donate. All right, we'll see you guys next on Big Sad Idle Hour, and we look forward to talking to you more, Ms. Cherie, tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
All right.